In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Typically, our year begins with many promises we make to ourselves about what it is we are going to get right finally this year. And probably by about now, we may be starting to see how those promises we made are turning out. It's about, you know, third or fourth week of January, and hopefully we are getting, you know, done the things we promised. But as we go through the process of creating our promises and resolutions, in order for us to look forward in what we want to be different, we have to stop and think about where we have been. So, how have things been in the past? What needs to be different? In our Old Testament reading from Nehemiah chapter 8, the people of Israel is returning, rebuilding, and reorganizing. And they have to remember how things were, and that they cannot be the same. In order for things to be different, they start with what will make that change. They start with the Word of God. This is so much more than God's people just making a New Year's resolution. The Jews had gone through their exile, and they have gone through the trauma of their decisions and the consequences of their past. As they gather for this special feast to celebrate the blessings God has granted them, especially for their return to Jerusalem, be able to rebuild their city, they are ready to hear the very gift of God that is the law of Moses. Perhaps they remember the words of Psalm 19, the psalm appointed for this Sunday, which says, "The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandments of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes." As they begin their resettlement and rebuilding, we see the power of the Word of God. Likewise today, as we gather, hear, and respond, we see the power of the Word of God in Jesus Christ. We see the power of the Word of God in Jesus Christ as we gather, read, hear, and respond. Verses 1 and 2 of our reading says, "All the people gathered as one man into the square before the water gate. And they told Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses that the Lord had commanded Israel. So Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly, both men and women and all who could understand what they heard, on the first day of the seventh month." As the people gather together from their places, they ask Ezra the priest to read out loud the law of Moses to them. They gather together not just as individuals, as we commonly think of ourselves in worship, but as it says in our reading, that they also gather as one person, one body. As the word is about to be read, the people in response stand together and prepare to hear. Is there any way we can blame them for gathering and standing? For to them, the law is a gift of God, and it is their center and their starting place. Many of them remember the times and place of their exile, when they could not hear the word. What a remarkable comparison for us today with our Christian worship. By the very sacrifice of Jesus on the cross, we are gathered together into one body as the baptized children of God, a concept that Paul also emphasized in our epistle reading from 1 Corinthians 12. We gather to hear the word of God, and we raise our voices as one in our confession. Upon hearing the very word of God, we rise to our feet, not just out of respect, but also knowing that the word itself contains life, forgiveness, and salvation. It gives us Jesus Christ. So the word of God powerfully gathers his people both in the past and in the present. This word of God is so powerful that it not only gathers, but it powerfully opens ears and hearts. Nehemiah 8 continues, "And Ezra read from it facing the square before the water gate from early morning until midday in the presence of men and women and those who could understand. And the ears of all people were attentive to the book of the law. And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all people, for he was above all people, and as he opened it, all the people stood. And Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, Amen, Amen, lifting up their hands. And they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. They read from the book, from the law of God, clearly, and they gave the sense so that the people understood the reading. The people of God are read to, proclaimed to, and instructed. They receive the words that are being spoken, and they understand. The people have been gathered, but now they hear the words as they are delivered. The leaders and teachers are faithful to their calling to proclaim and teach the word of God in a way that can be understood, giving them the sense of that word. And what the people hear, their hearts and minds receive and believe. Again, the whole experience of Nehemiah 8 relates back to Psalm 19 that says, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer." As the word of God opens ears and hearts so it can be understood, it also powerfully moves the hearers to respond in repentance and joy. Ezra and Nehemiah have a bit of a situation on their hands. As the people hear the word, they respond in tears and are visibly and physically moved. Verse 9 says that all the people wept as they heard the words of the law. The law, as it is spoken, brings a conviction of sin to their hearts. We know that God's word is living and active, and it is sharper than any double-edged sword. And it seems to have pierced to their inner core as they look back and realize how far they have wandered from it. But Ezra, Nehemiah, and all who are teaching call for the weeping to cease. For this is the day to the Lord. They send the people off to go and celebrate. And they even provide for those that are not prepared, because this is a day for joy. Verse 10 says, "Go your way, eat fat and drink sweet wine and send portions to anyone who has nothing ready, for this day is holy to our Lord. And do not be grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. The people are giving their direction and blessing to go in the strength and joy of the Lord. They are to turn their hearts to God and find their joy in Him. They should be filled with celebration because where they have failed, the Lord is strong. They can be pleased and content in the Lord since they are secure in Him from enemy attacks. And for us too, there should be repentance and joy. We should hear in the reading of God's word, in His law, that we have much of which to repent. And some of us may even weep. Perhaps not out loud, but in our hearts. When God's word reminds us how often we have offended our loving God. But we gather together in one, may also turn our hearts to the Lord in joy. Because we have also heard that other word from the Lord, His gospel. The Savior that Ezra, Nehemiah, and their people looked forward to has come. He has died for our sins and has risen. Our tears are wiped away when we hear that Christ Jesus has taken our sins upon Himself so that we stand forgiven. And those are the benefits that we are receiving from God's word today. We know the joy of the Lord is our strength. There was a time when the word for us meant weeping and tears, but now we live in the time of Jesus. And the word for you this day is, your sins are forgiven. Here is my body. Here is my blood. Here is my blessing for you today. We see the power of the Word of God in Jesus Christ as we gather, hear, and respond. The Word of God powerfully gathers His people. The Word of God powerfully opens ears and hearts. The Word of God powerfully moves us to respond in repentance and joy. And all this comes true today as we hear from that word what Jesus has done for us. Each time we hear about Jesus, the promises of God's word come true again. And to show you how the same words can come true again and again, I wanted to read you something else today. Heat oven to 350 degrees and grease the pan. Mix cake mix, water, oil, and eggs in large bowl and pour into the pan. Bake as directed in chart or until toothpick inserted in center comes out clean. Cool 10 minutes before removing from pan. Those words were written and printed a long way from here. The words tells us about cake. But there is no cake until someone reads the words and follows them to make the cake. The words come true and a cake is made each time someone reads and follows the instructions. They come true over and over again in many places each time someone makes a cake. The Word of God has also been printed over and over again for centuries. Today, many people will hear those words. Everyday people hear the message of Jesus who came to us to be our Savior and the Savior of the whole world. But the words are not just letters in a book. They are words that tell us what will happen because our God Almighty tells us that they will happen. When we read the words and follow them, the things they talk about happen again. Like the instructions for baking a cake, the word of God is to be followed. And we follow God's word by believing in the word made flesh, Jesus. By knowing that he came to be our Savior, by gathering here with open ears and hearts and responding in repentance and joy. The things God talked about and did long ago happen again today. Today, God loves you. Today, you are saved. Today, the strength, the joy of the Lord is your strength. The words from Nehemiah chapter 8 should be taken to heart not only today, but every Sunday. Nehemiah 8 is our gathering together here in God's church, hearing the ever-moving and ever-sustaining word of God and having our hearts turned to his eternal joy. Nehemiah 8 is not just the start of our year or for the time of our resolutions and promises we make to ourselves. It is also the weekly and even daily return to God's word with our brothers and sisters in Christ to find renewal of life and the revival of God's forgiveness in all of us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.